BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including more singing like Sia, We Open the Post, which we only do every 6 months or so, and the actual shouty man off of X Factor calls us up.
What's happening?
Today on the show, it doesn't sound like a great feature. It might not be.
Right.
But we're going to go through the post.
Oh, God! What?
Do people still send letters?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah.
What, like fan letters?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? We've just said to each other, you know what, we should check the post today.
Right.
And
we never do.
You've just revealed that this is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
An actual thing. Amazing.
I'm ready for
it. So people still write letters to you?
Yeah.
Why have you announced...
I'm so in shock about that.
Why have you announced this as an actual idea? I thought this was just something we were going to do off air. It's like, yeah, we should maybe check the post.
No,
it's filling
happening.
Up a little bit.
Yeah.
Scott goes, on the show today, we're checking
going through
the post.
My post.
Amazing. I think it's a great idea.
You'd listen after one for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I absolutely love writing letters. It's my favourite medium of communication.
Oh, we're going to have to do it now.
Absolutely. We'll all be tuned in. What time are we saying, Scott, for this definite item? Throughout the whole show.
Oh. 2:40.
I like it. It's very Des and Mel,
it's
don't
ridiculous.
You think, doing the post?
It is. It's ridiculous.
Very Des and Mel.
Going right. through your post bag. Hello.
Yeah.
That's happening today. And it's Bumbleow Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is.
What a throwback show. I love it.
We have committed to it now on Fern's show, so we do need to do it. We are today going to go through our post. It doesn't sound that exciting.
Sounds whiffy.
It does sound like a whiffy idea, but... we did this last year, and it was generally a lot of out-of-date invitations, copies of Love It magazine, and a few CDs, and some nice letters, actually, for
yes.
people. But we don't open our post enough. We do it, are we saying once every 6 months?
Well, it's an interesting one, because most people will email now, won't they?
Yeah.
They'll email, tweet, text, so you don't get really as many... letters and exciting, but it is exciting to get letters
yeah.
and stuff, so maybe it is a good idea, I don't know.
There is something quite nice about getting a letter, do you mean? So I've got the post box here,
right.
and we're going to go through that a bit later on. Now, it might sound to you that we've prepared nothing for today's show. That's not true.
This is really break glass, isn't
oh, no.
it?
Oh, running out of ideas, Mills.
Oh, well, honestly, we're committed now,
trust
so it's going
to
be done.
It's all going to be fine.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I know you get concerned when I don't have lunch with you sometimes.
Yes.
We always do an order, and then some days I won't have it. Do you know why today I'm not having it?
Well, normally it's because you don't want to join in because you're being healthy.
Yeah. Maybe I had one of those massive Christmas lunch sandwiches before.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't want to tell you, but I might as well just
tell you. Okay, well, whilst we're fessing up, I had a sort
not
of
another
a,
bake.
A festive pasty.
Another one?
It just felt so good the other day.
You had one yesterday?
Well, yeah, because it's Christmas.
What's
nearly,
actually in those, though? It's kind of like...
I don't know, it's just...
cheese and mystery meat.
It's just melted Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Also, a lot of people, including this recruitment company in Romford, this is happening to a lot of people, just sat there minding their own business, doing some work at their desk earlier, and hear someone from outside scream, Only De Jong! It's happening a lot. Just randomly. It's probably down to the shouty man off of X Factor who shouts it every week. Or it could be our video, which I don't understand. It's doing ridiculously well.
Yeah, it's
do you know how many now people have seen it?
I think it's close to 2 million views.
What?
And it's only on Facebook. Radio 1 Facebook. But that's funny, right? It's because it's ridiculously...
It's like, just you filming me being shocked by you shouting out Only the Young.
Your reactions are wicked, though, and I love it because it's just me annoying
you.
Do
it on purpose.
I'm going to do it, I think, once a week from now on. I'm going to try do a video just to really annoy you.
Oh, well, that's something to look forward to.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's that time of year where people are starting to ask for the things that I seem to do on this show every year at Christmas.
You're such a Scrooge about it, though.
No, Millie's been on. Saying, as it's approaching Christmas, my curiosity is growing as to when you're going to do that feature where you phone up one of the TV channels that sell things and order whatever is on the screen now for each other's Christmas presents.
Yes, we're definitely doing that. And,
really?
And Ring and Dial a Carol will do it all.
Dial a Carol!
It's everything needs to happen. Last year you started doing this, saying, no, let's do something new, we're
do
not
it every
doing that.
Year.
Said, no, we're doing it.
You don't like change, do you?
No, not with those. You shouldn't muck around with things like that, Mills. No, it's...
All right. Okay, I hear you.
Right.
Right, we'll have it all on in the next few weeks. Don't you worry. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Michelle.
All right, Michelle. What's occurring?
Hi. Well, I've got a bit of a situation that I need your help with.
Oh, they're coming in at the moment, aren't they?
This is becoming a daily thing, this.
Yeah, okay. What can I help you with?
Well, myself and my friend go to a cycling club, and my friend's just started seeing a guy that also goes to this club.
Hmm.
Now, she's not too sure about the whole thing, so she doesn't know whether to end it or whether to keep him, you know, until after Christmas, sort of a winter boyfriend.
Hmm. I mean, a lot of people do it. They just get a boyfriend or girlfriend for the winter.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for the Christmas parties, Christmas presents.
Yeah.
But
it's just a good time.
It's good for the Christmas parties. I've not heard this one before. What do you mean? As in just turning up with
awkward.
Someone?
Yeah. You don't want to go to the party on your own. Your mates have got somebody to go with, and you're either the third wheel or, you know, you're just on your own.
Yeah, and it's a good time of year because it's cold. You can snuggle up and do coupley things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
But if she's not sure, I have said to her she needs to get rid of him fast because of the deadline windows. But I could not remember the dates for these.
Oh, we did this last year. We did Relationship Transfer Deadline Day.
Yeah.
Did you remember that, yeah?
Yeah. Are you doing the same this year?
Great question.
I haven't really thought about it. And I reckon that if we're going to do it, we should probably do it. But I don't know whether people would want it again. Would you want it again?
Yeah, it's weird because we really went for it last year. In previous years, it's just been something we talked about. But do you remember last year we did the full...
Yeah.
It was a full-on show, that was.
We had Jeff Brazier reporting out on the streets.
Yeah, we had Chris Kamara.
Jess Wright was in the hub.
Yeah, we had all sorts going on. In fact, I wore a suit.
We suited up.
It was good fun.
I think it's a good idea.
Do you think we should do it again then?
Yeah, because what if he, you know, if she keeps him for a few more weeks and he goes and buys a Christmas present for her?
I know, it's getting to that point, isn't it?
Awkward. Yeah.
I'm keen to get involved. You don't look 100% sure.
I just would like to know what other people think and whether we should do it again.
Okay.
So text me and let me know what you think. And if enough people do it, I suppose we should do it again and start thinking about it now.
Yeah, but I'd like to... In a way, it'd be good to ramp it up another level. If we're going to do it, we need to at least match, if not better, last year.
Agreed.
So what would your advice be? Should she keep him?
Well, it's an interesting one because we haven't got any dates through yet for transfer deadline day. So, I mean, can she just keep him in a holding pattern for now?
Yeah.
Until we've decided?
Really, I need some advice so that I can... You know, tell her what to do before, you know, things go wrong and we might have to look for a new cycling club.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should make him change. You know, we were there first.
Let's see what people are saying and then I will get some dates together, all right?
Okay, brilliant.
Let's see if people want it first. All right, good to speak to you, Michelle.
Okay. And you. Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily. It seems a definite yes for the transfer deadline day again this year. It's a big part of Christmas, Mills. It makes sense. Darren in Bournemouth. It was the highlight of my year. You have to do it again from Fran.
Paolo and Devon, deadline day is go, go, go. I mean, people are keen. I'm amazed how much actually people want it.
Deadline day is a must. Plus, I want to keep my girlfriend on edge during the show. I mean, that's the thing. People get really edgy because they don't know whether they're going to be binned off or not between one and four on deadline day.
Do you know what? I understand that feeling, but on the flip side of it, there's a feeling of security then deadline's passed.
Yeah, that's right. If you've not been binned, then it's all good.
Then it's great.
Yeah,
you're good to go. You're secure and you're safe in the knowledge that everything's going to be fine.
But I've not seen one, no, don't do it again. So I think it's going to have to be on. Now we just have to find a date. That's the thing. And it's going to be soon. Hello?
Hi, Scott. I'm really young!
This is happening to me a lot now.
Yeah,
and on Twitter, people are just shouting in caps, only the young! This is after what you did the other day.
Yeah, well, I just found it really fun annoying you by constantly shouting, only the young, when I was with you. The video, which is on the Radio 1 Facebook, it's ridiculous how many people seem to be enjoying this.
Yeah. Genuinely took me by surprise and shock, as you can tell from the video. How can I help you today?
I'm just saying that you're trying to find out who it is, and I thought I'd get a hold of you. But you can find me on ShoutyManOTY, and I'm probably one of Only the Young's loudest fans, let's say that.
What? So, hang on a minute. You are the guy that shouts Only the Young every week on X Factor?
I am, yes.
But how can we be sure of this?
How do we know that you're not just riding off the fame of being the shouty man? Like, and you could be anyone.
Well, if you go to OTY Official, which is Official Only the Young, they're a verify. They know me, so they will verify who I am. But yeah, it started a few weeks ago, and it's just sort of snowballed. And yeah, I'm just getting a slightly sore throat now. And the video of you guys is hilarious, but. Yes, it's just snowballed at the minute.
I feel like we're talking to, like, Beyonce. I know,
it's a bit weird. Are people stopping you in the street? No, of course they're not. They don't know what you look like, do they?
Well, no, the actual surreal thing today, actually, I was sort of, I was stuck in traffic, and there's just a bunch of teenagers who were just shouting at traffic, only the young. Mm. And as they walked past, I just sort of looked at them and just thought, only if you knew. If you get only the young on, I'll come with them, and then we can have a bit of a show off.
Can we just check a few things here? Who are you? Like,
are you related to them?
How are you getting in every week?
Well, you'll have to get me on, and you can find out then. Only the young on, and you'll see.
Are you a massive fan, or are you related to one of them?
I'm related to one of them.
Okay.
I'm not just some weird person, but the band's fantastic. So yeah. I've, you know, been supporting the band since they started like 2 years ago. So
yeah, I mean, you really are supporting them every single week.
I got told off this week though as well. So
who by?
Well, the production of X Factor sort of said, you can you just keep it down a little bit. You're a bit loud, and it was like, yeah, like I was. So so I don't know if I'll probably get told off this time, but we'll see. You'll have to listen out for me this weekend as well. So
how are you doing this? How is your voice sneaking through? Is it just that you are genuinely? I mean, is it awkward to be stood next to you?
It's deafening to be stood next to me. Let's say that I have to warn the people in front because obviously. The other audience that sit in front of me just literally have to put their hands over their ears, and it's I've got a very loud voice, let's say that.
What, so you warn people around you that you're going to do it beforehand?
Well, yeah.
I think you're him. I actually think you're him.
Yeah, I think it is.
I am literally very loud, to the point now that everybody in the audience now is just sort of looking at me, and even the judges sort of have a giggle every now and again. So it's got to a thing now. But it's just gone crazy, and it's just like, okay.
I think that's why they leave Only the Young till later on, so that they can hear more of you. Because they don't go through straight away, ever, do they?
Well, no, that's the thing. Like last week, they left this week, they left until the last three, and then last week, they left until the last three, and it's just a case of like, I can't keep showing. It's just like, by the end of the night, it's very sore to the throat.
But, you love it.
Are you revealing your real name?
No.
Okay.
Sting.
Well, I'll tell you what then. We need proof of this. This weekend, I'm thinking, when you shout Only the Young, maybe once or twice, really shout Scott Mills.
Okay.
Will you do it?
Yeah, I will do.
And then we'll know for sure.
Because your voice is heard, right? So if you can do this, right, we'll believe it's you, and we'll speak to you next week.
And it's great publicity for the show, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but you do realise that everybody that's listened to this will be probably all shouting out Scott Mills, but you'll hear me over everybody, let's say that.
Yeah, you've got something special going on with your voice.
Just put my name in between all your Only the Youngs.
Okay.
All right.
I think you're a legend.
Yeah, I think you are. Right, good to speak to you.
Thank you,
Mystery
very much.
Man.
Cheers, mate.
Give us a blast before you go.
Only the Young!
Right, and then this weekend on the results show, you'll throw in a couple of Scott Mills as well, yeah?
Okay. Scott Mills!
That's it,
good
right.
lad.
Okay.
Cool.
Obviously, don't ruin the show with it, but just once would be, you know, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, no worries.
Love you, bye.
Cheers, bye bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Ellie Goulding, Goodness Gracious, on BBC Radio 1. And before that, the song that everybody loves by James Bay. We think he's Mr. Trick, though. Spell it wrong.
Don't say it. It
should be BAE.
No, it shouldn't. No, it definitely
James
shouldn't.
James Bay is my bay.
Oh, don't start. I hate that phrase.
Sorry.
I don't know. What does it mean? Is it short for babe?
Baby.
Is that what it
I
is?
Think, yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
Bay. James Bay.
Damn it! Stop it. Okay, should we do Bumble Air Wednesday soon? I'm feeling in need.
Oh, I've forgotten about it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, so we need to kind of celebrate by playing the song Bumble Air like we do every week. Let us know if you're keen. I think we'll do it quite soon, actually.
I think you got this bay thing wrong, you know.
Why?
Georgina in Bournemouth, Emily in Bristol, they're all saying that bay means before anyone else.
I never knew that.
I still don't quite get what it means, but loads of people are saying it.
Yeah. It means something completely different in Danish.
Does it?
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's not my favourite phrase right now. Should we bumbleo it?
Now?
Yeah, I think.
Go on, then.
Come on, then. Come on, then.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. This is silly, come on. Yes.
This is your midweek alert. Hello, Mel, who's bumbleoing with her bae.
Gross.
Gaz from Bristol bumbleoing his parsnips off in his van.
Kyle in the Brecon Beacons again, as always. I think sometimes I call them Kylie. I've been causing annoyance.
Bumbleoing in Durham Uni Library is Hannah. Hello.
Becca bumbleoing the lab coat off in Warrington, yes.
Ashley listening to Bumbleo and writing a media essay. Good afternoon. And Luke trucking away in Somerset.
It's a weird one. Tasha and Stoke needed this today after a stressful day of shorthand. Don't know what that means.
Taking photos of a three-bed Sammy. Jack in York having a little bumbleo while he does it. Harry in Leeds. Now just fancies a San Miguel, other beers are available, and maybe a nice bit of tapas. Oh, lovely. Bambaleo, yeah, it's nearly the weekend, kind of.
Gaz and Kent bumbling is not off, of course.
Claudia dancing in the library at Harper Adams. Clappy bit.
Clappy bit.
Tom in Oxford Uni Library, yeah. Bambaleo.
Claudia and Harper Adams,
yeah.
Big up.
Yeah, I just mentioned her.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks for listening.
It's awkward now.
Yeah. It's going on today, isn't it?
Sorry. Big up, Travis.
Yeah. Mark sat in traffic in Northampton. Jacob in Leicestershire walking his dog and having a good bumbleo at the same time. Yeah. This is our scene.
Blazing. Tea. Only the young. Whatever. Days are
cold. The Scott Mills Daily. Kyle in Hull's been on saying, gentlemen, I've just shared a wonderful moment during Bumbleo Wednesday. While stuck in traffic in Hull, I rolled down my window and decided to share my madness with another user of the road. Singing at the top of my voice to this man, without thinking about it, he sung right back at me and we had a bumbleo duet, then drove off on our daily business.
Oh, lovely.
Bumbleo Wednesday, proven to bring people together. Isn't that a great story?
That's
thanks.
Really nice.
Thanks, Kyle. The Scott Mills Daily. And now the occasional feature as we go through the post. Doesn't sound great, but stick with me. See, we only open the post here about, what, every 6 months?
Yeah.
We're really bad at it, and often it's a lot of really nice letters from people. Often there's some invitations for things in there.
It seems like quite a funny thing to do, to go through the post, because it is more varied than any other form of communication.
There's so much different stuff, but today is the day that we're going through it again.
Oh, good. And we'll do it all together.
Yeah. All right, ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Let's see what we've got. Yes, first thing I found. 4 copies of Love It magazine. They still send them in.
Yeah, I think I even at one point tried to unsubscribe for you, and they still come.
Including, my ovaries went AWOL. It's one of the headlines there.
Any other headlines?
Our son's hands won't stop growing. All the big stories. Thanks, love it. Oh, an invitation to see David Hasselhoff and Christopher Biggins in Panto in Southend.
Is he still doing Panto, David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, every year. And it's this exactly the same show, so he doesn't have to learn anything new.
Wow, and you normally go along, don't you? Show some support.
To be honest, I have been along a lot, but it's the same show every time. I've seen it in Nottingham, Bristol, Wimbledon. What else? A brown wig.
Really?
I don't know why.
In an envelope or just posted with a stamp on it?
In an envelope.
Okay.
What's this? Oh, it's an Idina Menzel album. Christmas Wishes. Her off of Let It Go. Frozen.
Oh, yeah, and you knew the name from somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
Is this the first Christmas album that we've got this year?
Yeah. Been a long time since I used the CD player. Hang on. Just found an invite to the launch of the new series of The X Factor.
We really haven't checked this for a while.
No.
Is there anything I can open? I don't feel that I've had the chance to open anything yet.
There we are, open that. Is she ever going to sing? Have yourself
a merry little Christmas. What have we got here then?
It's not for me, that.
All right, Mills, I've got one here then.
Right.
Oh, lucky me. It's the Ripped and Stripped Sons of the Beach 2015.
All right, what's that then?
It's a calendar. Oh, here we go. Here's a description. We took 8 young men down to the beach in Dorset during the warm spell in June. It was hot, to say the least, so the lads really enjoyed splashing in the refreshing sea. But things were prone to shrinking in the cold water.
Oh. Why have they done this? Any reason?
I assume to sell. August, they're holding each other's volleyballs. September's just seaweed. Look at this. They've really run out of stuff to cover. The seaweed one is ridiculous. Oh, check this, Mills. Oh, this is an interesting one. On headed notepaper, Deborah Meaden.
What?
As in, is this the Deborah Meaden? Hi, Chris. I don't usually do this, but it is a West Country girl with a very lovely voice and loads of talent. If you think her worthy of a play. I think I've got posts from Deborah Meaden here. Yes, Deborah with a kiss. It's her.
No!
It's actually her. I'm getting posts from Deborah Meaden.
When did she write that? August?
This is huge. This is so good. I'm going to be in trouble for not responding here.
When was it written?
The postmark says 16th of September. So only a couple of months behind.
We just don't open it very often. Sorry, Mrs. Mead.
Do you know what? I'll pass this CD on to you, Mills, because then you can have that listen in your spare time and see if it's...
Thanks. Well, tell you what, I'll just go through the last few items of posts after this track, all right?
Yeah, cool.
Let's do it. I'm enjoying this. Scott Mills here. You join us as we are going through our post. We don't do it very often, but we thought we'd do it on the air today.
For me, it's just something that I thought we'd do in the office or something like that, but you seem keen to get everyone involved.
Yeah. I've got a really nice letter from Kat, who came to meet us at Radio 1 recently, got up at 4 a.m. in the morning and
travelled
to London.
Yeah.
And just wants to say, well done on Strictly Come Dancing. And the crab will live forever in my heart.
Of course it will.
Really nice, thank you.
Of course it will.
She also has 8,838 Scott Mills points and doesn't really know what to do with them. It's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, as it gets to Christmas, is there anything people can do with their points?
I'll let you know when you can redeem them. Another copy of Idina Menzel's album, Christmas Wishes. That's three now.
They seem to be keen to push that one.
A condom. Where's the condom in there?
Is that for you or me?
I don't know.
I can't believe I got a letter from Deborah Meaden.
Oh, George, age 13. My deepest commiserations to you having to leave Strictly. You are my favourite. I supported you along the way. I really liked your Halloween dance and I'm a regular listener to your show. P.S. Isn't Craig horrible? Thanks
good
for that.
P.S.
Yes. Boo to him. Another copy of Idina Menzel's album, Christmas Wishes.
There's something really nice about getting posts, though.
I know. I like it that people still write letters. It's really cool.
It's a little bit old school. I like it.
Another letter from Jamie, age 8, saying, sorry you left Strictly. Oh, we need to open the post more often. It's really nice to get these letters. I've noticed also these stamps that a lot of people are using are the Queen's wedding photo, which they must have had to go to a post office and buy.
Oh, right.
And most of those letters are commiserations for Strictly. I've got a letter here from Jane from Bristol. who wants me to write a birthday card for her daughter. And she's actually enclosed the card.
Oh, cool.
So I just need to write back. Oh, no. When was her birthday, though? Oh. Okay, good. So the letter was written on the 18th of September.
Oh, no.
So, and it's her birthday next month, so that'll be an October birthday, which I've missed. But I will still do it. Belated. Someone sent me Callum Hood from Five Sauces school report. Why?
Okay.
I like school because I like playing with my friends. My favourite subject is maths. The most exciting thing we have done this term is doing computers.
Is that his real school report?
Yeah, from June 2003.
Really?
Didn't we ask for these for something to do with the teen awards? And then they didn't play the teen awards anyway.
Yes.
So this is an error.
So we so how's it end up in the postbox?
I honestly don't know. But thanks to whoever sent Callum Hood's school report, cheers. Mm. Well, I think we're pretty much near the end now. Yeah, we are. Oh, what's this? Another copy of Christmas Wishes by Idina Menzel there.
Well, it only seems right that we finish on a blast of Idina. How many tracks are there? Let's pick a random one.
12.
Let's go for 6.
No, I've never heard of that one. Pick again. What are you doing on New Year's Eve? That's not a famous song.
Give us the choices.
Do you hear what I hear? The Christmas song, Baby It's Cold Outside, duet with Bublé. Mm. That could be good.
Keen.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. All I Want for Christmas Is You. What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? Oh. December Prayer. When You Wish Upon a Star, Silent Night, River, Holly Jolly Christmas or White Christmas.
Well, should we hear her version of All I Want for Christmas? Or do you want the Bublé one?
No, okay, we'll do All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah, go on in. Little blast.
Does this count as a Christmas song that I'm playing? Kind of does, doesn't
it? We're not going to...
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I...
The voice of Elsa in Frozen.
I don't care about the present.
I feel like you're watching a musical.
It's not a bad song, but it's not as good as the original.
Nothing ever will be.
All I want for Christmas, baby, is you.
Maybe give it to your mum or something.
Mm, okay.
We've got 6 copies here, so...
Oh, that's me sorted for Christmas then, isn't it? Brilliant. Cheers, Mills.
1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7.
Oh, yes.
All right?
Wicked.
For all the family.
Grand, aunts and mum.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
So track of the day today is Sia, taken from the soundtrack of the new big screen version of Annie, which is going to be out over Christmas. And the song is called You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile. Okay. Yes, good pop. See ya.
Never fully dressed without a smile.
We were just saying, you do kind of have to forget that it's from the soundtrack to Annie. And for the first 20 to 30 seconds, like, what is going on? But then she remembers she's Sia again and just goes and does her thing, and it's brilliant.
Mm.
The first 20, 30 seconds, you're like, okay, what is this? There's no business like show business. And then it goes back into Sia again. It's good. Track of the day. Sia, You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile. Alice is in next to play Real or No Real on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Alice Levine.
Yes, hello.
Hello, you right?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
It was so exciting last week when we played your song that was number one.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this is the start of a recording career.
I know.
I'm very low in the mix, I must stress that.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're on the all-star choir.
To almost 50% of rehearsals. That's what counts.
Yeah, exactly. No, you can't really hear you, but you were there, definitely.
Everyone keeps going, which bit's you? It's like, well, blink and you miss it, really.
But there's loads of pop groups whose members are low in the mix, I'm sure of it.
Absolutely, some of the best pop groups are low in the mix. And it's sometimes better that way.
Rude.
Here's Real or No Real. Here's your first one.
23% of all photocopier faults worldwide are caused by people sitting on them and photocopying their behinds.
every photocopier must have seen this. Yeah. I'm almost certain of it.
Great use of behinds, by the way.
Yeah. We've all done it, haven't we, at the office party?
Have you done it here?
Yeah.
I've used that photocopier. Gross.
That's what I mean, though. I mean, most photocopiers have seen cheeks, haven't they? Yeah. Someone will have done it. It's just the done thing.
Is it still on, though, or is it a bit of a retro activity to do?
Is it
a
who? 90s?
Yeah, I think it is quite 90s. I mean, photocopiers are 90s.
I'm sure I must have done it somewhere.
Of course you have.
I'm very keen to go do it now, actually, now that I've thought of it.
Alice, have you done it?
I don't think I have. In fact, I know I haven't. You know how square I am. I'm not doing it now. Is that what this is all about? It's not happening.
Well, wheel in the photocopier.
That strange thing, though, that you may well go and do it, but at the photocopier, I'm almost certain at times there will just be a printout of someone's.
What do you do with it once you've photocopied it? Do you send it to someone?
I think it's just the fun of the moment, isn't it?
Sure, I'll take your word for it.
Real or no real, 23%. Of all photocopier faults are because people have sat on them.
I don't think this is a worldwide problem. I think this is a British thing that happens. I don't think they do this in many other countries.
Oh, I think they do it in America.
Do you think the Dutch invented it? The Dutch?
The Dutch definitely do.
I don't know specifically about the Dutch, but...
Very free and easy though, aren't they?
They love to photocopy.
But they are, which makes me think they wouldn't do the photocopier thing. Do you know what I mean? Because they're so free and easy. It's because in Britain we're not so free and easy that you will do the photocopier thing for a laugh.
Never seen Chris so serious on a matter.
Real or no real, Alice?
I think, how would they get that statistic and how would they know that it was because of the bottoms? So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real on this one, Scott.
That one is real.
No, yeah. It can't
Stop.
Be.
It's a worldwide issue, people, not just Britain. And next.
Before Pixar settled on the name Toy Story, the film was nearly called Toys in the Hood.
Oof. Awful.
Whiffy name.
Well, that's eggy.
And it's spelt here, toys with a Z, even worse.
Oh, no excuse for that.
Toys in the Hood, but there's nothing particularly sort of gangster about Toy Story, is there?
It's on quite a middle-class suburban street, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but they were just struggling for a name, you can tell.
I do think there's a moment where they have like a big kind of brainstorm and everybody suggests something and there must be a working title that it has for like a year or 2 years before it even comes out and then they change it at the last minute. So I can imagine this was a shoddy working title. So real.
I can't imagine how they would have arrived at it. No real.
That one is real.
Yeah, really bad working title. There's a guy that worked on the first Toy Story and directed the third Toy Story who recently tweeted some of the other names that they were going to call it, including some assembly required, each sold separately, Made in Taiwan and the Cowboy and the Spaceman.
Spaceman.
Rubbish.
But then what surname? Spaceman.
Do you think Toy Story would have been a rubbish name, but it's only because the film's really good?
Yeah.
And therefore you think, yeah, that's a good name for it.
Toy Story's pretty rubbish.
It's like band names, though. You just get used to it. Like, you don't think Coldplay's quite a bad name.
Yeah, it is.
It's a bad name. And next.
The reason no one knows what the Fi in Wi-Fi means is that it doesn't stand for anything. The inventors thought it sounded good because it rhymes with hi-fi.
Oh, what a fact. If this is real, this is incredible. Well, what does it stand for in hi-fi? That would be the first question that comes to mind.
High fidelity.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were being stupid there.
No. How rude.
I've got a big laugh from me and you.
But high fidelity, I thought that was like an affairy thing, isn't it?
No, that's
infidelity.
High fidelity. Good quality.
It means what?
Good quality.
Good quality. Wow.
So does it mean, so why fidelity?
Wicked.
Wicked fidelity? Yeah. Is that what Wi-Fi is?
Wicked quality.
Wicked. So, Wi-Fi, or as they say in France, Wi-Fi, doesn't actually mean anything. But they just called it because it sounds like hi-fi, and that's really cool.
But it still makes sense.
And we'll never date, because people talk about hi-fis a lot.
A lot.
I think this is no real, because I think they meant to call it that, because fidelity means quality, and so they're saying wireless quality.
I think they couldn't just call it Y, so they had to put something on the end, but I think it does mean something.
So the Fi in Wi-Fi doesn't stand for anything, real or no real?
No real, it does.
It does, so real, and so no real.
That one is real.
Oh. That's insane. What a good fact.
What a great fact.
And one more.
Madian burns new tracks onto CD and tries them out on his driving instructor to decide which should become singles.
Good idea.
aren't most driving instructors at least 55? They're all usually middle-aged to old men. So aren't you going to end up with quite a sort of, like, oldie, fogey-ish catalogue?
It's an odd person to try out new music, you mean? Yeah, surely. I see what you're saying.
So, do you like this one? He's French, isn't he?
Oh.
At what point is he trying it out as well? Is he going, right, OK, let's try a hill start, and he's like, let me just pop this CD in? Or, like, mini roundabout? No, can I just change track?
My driving instructor wouldn't let me listen to music when I was driving.
No.
Which I was really annoyed about, because I thought, you know, if this was real life and you're meant to be teaching me as in real life, I should be allowed to listen to music.
I failed because a cat went under the car during my three-point turn.
What do you mean it went under? You mean you drove over?
Did it ever re-emerge?
No, yeah, no, it actually, like, on the second part of the three-point
turn. On which point of the three-point?
Like, when I'd just done the second turn, and a cat just walks underneath the car, and I have to get out and shoo it away.
So what, one, meow, two, three?
No, 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 it walked under. I was so slow at doing the three-point turn. After the first one, like, the cat, like, I'm halfway across the road, the cat just wanders under the car.
And they failed you for that.
Yeah. I was like, actually, not my fault.
A wild
it was a cat.
Animal, yeah.
Thank you.
They always take you to places with loads of cats, though.
Yeah.
When I learnt to drive in Leeds, there was this place called Cat Corner, and they used to take you there.
They take you there because generally they're quite quiet roads, aren't they?
Oh, sure, not because of the cats.
That's why all the cats.
Real or no real, Maddian's driving instructor hears all his new material first.
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No.
Oh.
Only made up one in today's show. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Very, very low scoring. I got 10, Alice got 10.
Oh, we had a lovely time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Didn't we?
All right, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Alice.
Yeah, see you later.
Come back, see you soon, yes.
Well, maybe.
Okay, bye. Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. Tune in tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, including Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.